This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. Today, we're talking with Dr. Michael Beaulieu, Chief Medical Officer at Helen Newberry Joy, and Surgeon Dr. Benjamin Bryant. They have good news for patients who might have hesitated to come to the hospital recently for checkups and concerns. Dr. Beaulieu?
Now that we've had a few weeks to catch our breath and measure things better, we're at the point where we're starting to say, now we got to start swinging this pendulum back in the other direction and get people looking after their health. I'm reading too many stories about people, not necessarily here, but in other communities, staying home with chest pain and dying of a heart attack because they're scared to go to an emergency room where they might get exposed to a virus. And I want to make sure that people in this community know that we still have not had a single case of the coronavirus in our building.
We have not lowered our guard. Everybody who comes in that building is screened according to the CDC guidelines. And then if they require actual testing, they get testing. So we're on top of every single person that comes into that building. But to pick up on what Dr. Beaulieu said, this pandemic has terrified people to the extent that they just aren't getting the care that they need for other conditions. Heart problems, lung problems, their blood sugars are out of control, all kinds of different things. And, I mean, it's starting to have a measurable impact on the health of everybody across the country. So I think it's very important for the people in our community to know that if you come to the hospital, it's safe.
Now, I know recently you touted telemedicine as an alternative during the worst of the pandemic, but it sounds like at this point you'd rather see patients in person now.
We can't escape the fact that telemedicine is not the same thing as coming to see the doctor. It's just not, because you can't do a physical exam on telemedicine. And so coming in and being able to talk to the doctor in the privacy of an exam room and really be checked out thoroughly, it makes a huge difference. And we don't want the public to feel like, gosh, you know, we can't go to the hospital. We're taking our life in our hands if we go to the hospital. Nothing could be further from the truth. Like Dr. Beaulieu said, we've had no cases, and we're still screening very actively. So it is a safe place to come.
And now the data is telling us that it's time to start getting people paying more attention to their diabetes, paying more attention to their cancer screening. Don't ignore the things that we usually did to keep ourselves safe, like mammograms and colonoscopies and getting your blood tests monitored so you can make sure your hypertension, your kidney disease, your diabetes are under good control.
This certainly doesn't sound any different or running counter to any guidelines we're hearing about from the federal government, is it?
We're not asking anybody to disregard any recommendations that have been made by the governor, the president, or the CDC. And we're still following all of those guidelines, and we even had a meeting regarding our surgical procedures yesterday and said, what is everything the guidelines say we should be doing, and are we doing it? And then we said, is there more we could be doing?
You know, this virus, it's not going to disappear, okay? We're going to have to get iron control over it. We're going to have a vaccine. We're going to have effective treatments. And we're going to have to keep an eye on it, so if somebody gets sick with it, we can deal with it appropriately. We're already at the point, I think, where a certain amount of normalcy is only reasonable, because without that, people don't get the care they need. One of the things you're going to see that's different is that when you come to the hospital, you'll be screened with the CDC screening questions, seeing if you have any symptoms that suggest a viral infection or if you've been in a place that puts you at risk, that sort of thing. So that's different. As far as, okay, chest pain's kind of gotten a little bit worse, my breathing's kind of gotten a little bit worse, it's just not worth it to go to the hospital because that's a scary place. Wrong thinking. Absolutely the wrong thinking. The hospital is not a scary place. The hospital is probably one of the safer places. So I think in that sense, the idea that you can go back to the hospital as you normally do, yes, I think there is a return to that.
Thank you, Dr. Michael Beaulieu, Chief Medical Officer at Helen Newberry Joy, along with Surgeon Dr. Benjamin Bryant.